from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. We are hanging out with you until noon. Jesse is in for James. James Hamm out. Good fade. James Hamm out at King's Media Day covering that, getting sound and video that we will be using throughout this week as we continue diving into the end of the Sacramento Kings 23-24 season. A disappointing end, no doubt. They fell once again to the New Orleans Pelicans 0-6. How hard it is to lose to a team six times in a row.
Has that ever happened?
In a season?
Yeah.
I doubt it. Maybe back when there were like eight teams.
Maybe sure, the Bill Russell Celtics were running it up on somebody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. But in the modern era, no, because you haven't played a team that many times. The play-in tournament really got them.
Stats, baby.
And the what's the play-in tournament and the in-season tournament? Remember
they're
the in-season
great.
Tournament?
In season tournament, I
felt like so long ago.
Yeah, I'm excited for it next year.
I'm kind of in.
Yeah,
I'm all the way in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm not ready to put, just continuing our discussion from the last segment. I'm not ready to put Monty McNair on the hot seat.
Yeah, I'm not at that point either.
But I will say it's warm. And if they are in a spot where they're going into next season with, it's going to be De'Aaron and Demonis and hope that Keegan takes a leap and Harrison Barnes is back out there. And, we're going to try Kevin Huerter off the bench, but Keon's going to start.
I don't know if it's warm for me yet, but like he's sitting in the recliner right now, and I got the remote, the heat warmer remote, kind of just showing him like
so
I got this ready
it up
to go
throughout the season.
Yeah, we'll see. Like I got this ready. Like you sit
right,
or whatever, but
fair.
I got this remote ready to go, ready to heat up that seat.
That's fair.
But he's got to do something.
916-909-1320. That's 916-909-1320. That is the Farmer's Dog Talk Line. A healthy life starts with healthy food. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hey, you're on air. What's up? Gone. They're out of here.
Could have been the greatest call of all time.
Tried. We really tried.
Could have been the Zodiac Killer as well. We'll never know.
That'd be nuts.
Have you ever thought about that? Like, people were real life calling into like shows, like stuff back then.
What do you mean?
Like, just like, didn't he like used to like, well, I mean, not calling the shows, but like, he would send like the newspaper.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that?
No. I can't.
That'd be terrifying.
That'd be awful.
I don't want to work here anymore.
Me neither. Even if you're just sending it, like, yeah, hey, decode this. All right, I'm going to give
that was a good person right there.
Giving this person another shot. Hey, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Kyle? It's Manny.
Manny, what's going
on? Manny, good guy.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Hey, so with this off season, right, like, I think there's definitely more questions this year than last year. And I don't think it's just the players, right? Like, I kind of, in my opinion, coming into the season, I did not expect Sasha to have too much of an impact. Usually European players take a little bit longer to kind of acclimate to the NBA for the most part. I think he will have a a big role next year, a lot bigger of a role. But I also think it's with Mike, too, in his trust, right? Like the stuff he did with Herter in the offseason, that kind of backfired. His quick hooks with guys at times seemed like there was never any kind of like – there was always like so many lineup changes. And I get it. You're trying to figure out what you got, who can do what. But I think going forward, like, you know, if we go out and get a bunch of players, like at some point, like we got to stick with what's there and we're going to have to ride that out. Like, yeah, you can, you know, sometimes you get the hit or miss guys, but I think that's a lot of part of growth too, is having that consistency in your lineup and going with it and see where it grows. And you can tell by that last month and a half, how much that defense grew. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that carries into next year. But you got to stick with these lineups, and you're going to have to, because you just can't keep bringing in and out players.
So you would be A-okay if they rocked with the same roster next season?
No, I would not be A-okay with it. But I think now you know, like there's some guys, like you say, like I was a big Duarte. I liked him, but it just didn't work out, right?
Yeah.
But you're going to have to go out and get, especially with Domas, I don't think he can be your second best player on this team. I don't think that's what he's geared for. I think he's a great player, but offensively, you're going to have to bring in somebody else. If it's not Keegan and you're not willing to wait, and I would understand if they're not, you got to bring in somebody else that has that firepower, and it alleviates a lot of responsibility for him. And I think he'll shine even bigger than he did already.
No doubt. Thanks for the call, Manny. 916-909-1320.
With that last point too, it can't just be Malik Monk either. He can't just be the second scorer. Like, you need something more. Even if Monk is back, I think you need something more.
Yeah, to get like that's kind of part of the problem here. Is last year was super fun. They got to 48 wins, they were the 3 seed. But they were out in the first round. This year they don't make the playoffs. Like, the leap can't for me just be like, oh yeah, be in the playoffs all the time. The leap for me is, hey, how do you get to title contention?
Well, it's what Mike Brown and them were talking about before the season.
Right. That leap is very, very difficult. Going from bad to playoff team, like, okay, yeah, that's tough. But, you know, you can get there by bringing in a De'Aaron Fox and a Domantas Sabonis. But now, if they want to get to that level, if they want to compete with Denver, if they want to compete with the Celtics, if they want to compete with whatever the Thunder might be in 2 or 3 years, or whatever team you think is going to be there, how do they get? To me, there has to be a seismic type of move. I'm not sold on right now as we sit on April 22nd, 2024, and maybe I'll be proven wrong throughout this season or next season, but I'm not sold yet on a De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, Keegan Murray core as a championship winning core.
Okay, so like, what is a seismic move to? So I feel like people probably hear that thing, like Mikal Bridges or Giannis or whatever. Like, what is a seismic move? It doesn't have to be like a specific player either, but like, what they need? What do they need?
Yeah, that like a perennial all-star.
Okay.
Like that, to be a title contender. Like, that's what we're talking about here. Yeah, they need another all-star to me. De'Aaron Fox is awesome, and Domantas Sabonis is awesome. But I don't think that the Kings are a couple of small tweaks away from winning a championship. Look at, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, no, and that's fair, because it's just like they.
And maybe it's like, look at what Aaron Gordon does for Denver. Aaron Gordon is a vastly different player with Denver than he was in Orlando.
Yeah.
So maybe it's finding a player who is miscast somewhere and putting him in a different role that's just perfect, and it winds up being this huge move that just unlocks it. Sure, that's on the table too.
Are we just looking for the points at this point? Are we looking for someone else to get us 20 plus? Because Sabonis isn't. Like, Manny said, we need. You can't win. I'm not putting words in the mouth. I don't know if it's they can't win, but whatever. But like, Sabonis can't be your second best player. Like, is it just a matter of he can't be, like you said it a few months ago or whatever, he can't be your second best scorer?
Yeah, bro. You need a guy like that's. I think that's a big thing with Domas and the conversation nationally, is like, go look at anybody's ranking of the top 20 players in the league, and they're all going to be dudes who get buckets.
Yeah.
And I know that there people go, there's more to the game than that, and there's this, and it's rebounds, assists, and there's I get you.
Yeah, that's why Sabonis should be all NBA this season.
Right. But the problem is in crunch time, you're not giving the ball and saying, hey, clear out and go get it.
Well, yeah, because we'll go back to the Pelicans game real quick. That was Fox trying to do everything on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He had no help whatsoever. He couldn't dish it out to a Sabonis, go ahead and whatever, go get me a bucket or whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't have that. Not, the Kings need that desperately.
And that's not just, there's no player on the team right now that's like that, save for Malik Monk. So I think when you're talking seismic move, it has to be an all-star caliber player. And maybe that means trading a Keegan Murray. Maybe that means they draft a guy this year that they really like in year one, and they say, you know what, hey, we gotta deal this guy for I don't know, I don't even want to name a player because I don't want to.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton swap.
Yes, that level of move. I genuinely think that's what has to happen to get them to title contention. Now, if that's not where people are, somebody's like, I just want to be in the playoffs every year. Then yeah, I think you can get a couple of smaller tweaks and bring in a Royce O'Neal caliber player or two, and not Royce O'Neal specifically, but that caliber of player where maybe not an all-star, but good rotational player, good starter, and you bring him in and sure, you can make the playoffs every year. But I think to be a title contender, I think they need way more than that.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned them making the playoffs every year. I mean, as bad as the season was, their floor was just about that, minus a game, another loss to the Pelicans or whatever. So
That has to be the next step though, right?
Yeah.
Just making the playoffs every year. And then from there, because this was, well, we got a break. We'll talk about kind of the timeline, because I think the biggest thing that happened this year was the Kings' trajectory got altered a little bit. But I don't, again, it's disappointing. It's not a disaster. We'll continue talking about it next on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right, before we dive back into this Kings discussion, let's give away $500. I'm Kyle Madsen. That's Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. James will be back tomorrow. He is currently out at Kings Media Day getting sound. He is sending me emails fast and furious.
James is sending you emails?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
So I can cut it up for the week.
Gotcha.
I tried to be like, bro, just send it all after. But he's like, I'm trying to get a workflow down. I'm like, I'm not doing anything with it right now. I'm doing a show.
Send it all to me
tonight, dog. We're good. Appreciate him, though.
Shout out, James.
Yes. James will be back tomorrow. Jesse, you can catch him on D'Lo and Casey every day from noon to four right here on ESPN 1320. You can also catch $500 this week. Each day this week, we're giving away $500, part of the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway. You listen to our show. You listen to D'Lo and Casey. We'll each give you a keyword. You enter those keywords at ESPN1320.com and you have two chances to win $500.
Simple as that.
Hell yeah. So we're going to do that right now. Again, this doesn't have to happen if you are driving. Don't.
Yeah, be safe, please.
Please be safe.
Be safe.
You can get to your destination and then enter the keyword after that.
It's facts.
At ESPN1320.com. So our winner from Friday, big shout out to, here we go. Big shout out to Gerald K, who is our winner. Now, apparently, they called Gerald K, and Gerald has not, did not answer.
Gerald, answer your phone. We're trying to give you money.
Gerald, we are like, bro.
A lot.
You're the winner.
Yes.
There's $500 with your name on it. Quite literally.
Come on, Gerald, look alive, too. Like, you knew
what
was coming.
Make a play, bro. Make a play, bro.
You knew what you were doing when you entered in the keyword?
Come on. And you might pick up a spam call or two in the meantime, but it's fine. It's going to be our promotion staff.
We used to come off as when we call listeners from this board or whatever, we'd come up as spam too.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I called Anthony Slater once. I had to call him like three times because we'd come up as spam. I think it was Anthony Slater. It was someone.
Slater's like, these guys are supposed to be calling me. That could be them. I don't know. I'll turn that. Classic Slates. So big shout out to Gerald K. Call our promotion staff back. They want to give you money. I'm going to check. I'm bad at my job and didn't get the keyword. Let me get the keyword for today again. You're going to enter this at ESPN1320.com. Today's key... Stop.
What?
I did... Okay, so I need everybody to know that these keywords...
Say the keyword,
Kyle.
I'm
not doing a bit. This is not a bit. These keywords are given to us... In advance.
Yeah, we got like a week's worth of keywords.
Right. We get the super top secret doc that's got the keywords in it, and they laid them all out for us.
John Poles has a guess. Is it fishing?
No.
What is it?
Today's keyword is playoffs. Playoffs. All one word.
Playoffs?
Playoffs at ESPN1320.com. Just going to go to the Nothing But Net giveaway.
No, you know what? Go enter in playoffs and go try to win some money. All right? Make yourself feel better. We'll get the vibes up. Go enter in playoffs and we'll go win some money.
You got to be kidding.
If they don't win, maybe we can.
That's a, you know what? I love that for you. I love that. Playoffs is the key word. I'm sorry, everybody. That's tough. I'm dead serious. Man. I'm not funny enough to write
that. We don't come up with the keywords.
We don't. We have nothing to do with
it. And like we said, this was weeks in advance.
I promise. We were given these. Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm really sorry. Playoffs at ESPN1320.com. That is part of the Nothing But Net $500 giveaway. Gerald K. was our winner on Friday. Our winner for today, possibly you. Just going to the keyword. D'Lo and Casey will also give you a keyword later. Give you a second chance to enter to win $500. King's trajectory and how that's changed. I think what we saw last year was, hey, this general idea can work. Domas and De'Aaron can be foundational pieces on a winning team. Great. You get Keegan Murray. Great. Keegan Murray's a dude. He's a piece. Great. But now we have learned what this team needs to do. Turns out they're not perennial playoff contenders. Or they're contenders, but not a perennial playoff team. Where you're just penciling them into a top six seed.
Yeah.
Pretty much no matter what.
Yeah.
They're not there yet.
You're not what the Clippers are. That's a team who's has been kind of inching towards title contention, but they are like locked into the playoffs every year.
Yeah, you know they're going to the playoffs. You know the Nuggets are going to the playoffs. You know from moving forward, Oklahoma City's going to the playoffs. You write it in, right? But that's the next step now. I went into this year thinking the next step will be how do you get to title contention? But this year showed us and hopefully showed the coaching staff and hopefully showed the Kings front office that the next step is, oh, hang on. Let's get the right tweaks to become a perennial playoff team. And then once they make the playoffs in 2-3 consecutive years, like, okay, here's this. Now what needs to change? If anything.
Are we skipping steps right here? Like you're saying the next step is to become like a perennial playoff contender. Like I feel like just the move that you gotta make. I feel like maybe I'm just talking in circles right here or whatever, but like the move they got to make, right? It's going to be the seismic move. Like it's kind of, if they make that move, it's just kind of like they're going to, I don't want to say like shoot up and get into contention or whatever, but more so the expectation be like, yeah, you made this move. Like playoffs is like not the expectation or whatever. Now it's just something more than that.
Well, if they do something insane, like if they go trade Keegan Murray, if they do something that's like off the rails, then yeah, if you're doing that, then you need to be in title contention for sure. Gotcha. But for me, what I'm saying is they can go make a couple of smaller type of moves this year. It needs to be more than Chris Duarte, but they can go make a couple of moves that aren't something, like I said, insane.
I got you now.
Like that's yeah. not, you're keeping De'Aaron, you're keeping Domas, you're keeping Keegan, but everything else just kind of, okay, adding around that and seeing what happens. And then make sure that team is going to the playoffs. Or maybe they win 52 games and they're in the playoffs and they're like, okay, I'm really confident in what this is moving forward.
How much of a step back do they take if Monk isn't here next season? Like, we'll just say this.
That'd be
a step back, not even at the start of next season. Like, let's say free agency happens and Malik Monk is with the Orlando Magic now. Like, how far back are we now?
Man, that's tough. Because I don't know who's your sixth man now? Trey Lyles? Kevin Herter?
Davion Mitchell.
The Davion Mitchell, I really liked the year Davion had, especially the second half. I really, really liked the year Davion had. I'm not comfortable with him as my sixth man.
Gosh, that's the thing too. Going into this offseason,
unless you're just punting offense entirely and you're going, no, we're going to be the Knicks. I mean, or you're going to be the grit and grind Grizzlies.
And like what I'm getting to, kind of with this point, is like it could get uglier before it gets better.
Hmm. Dang.
Which is because, yeah, like we see them now and it's just...
And that's where what Aldrin Jay and I think John Pohl said earlier. It's like, bro, you cannot afford to lose a year. You can't afford to have this season go backwards. Because now De'Aaron Fox is a year older and Domantas Sabonis is a year older. And that window, which is undoubtedly open with that pair, is now closing.
yeah, like De'Aaron Fox, fast as can be or whatever. How much is he going to be at this top speed? Like, players, like, dwindle as time goes on. Like, you have them at their best right now.
Yeah, they are peaking as players now. And that's why you cannot, okay, you lose Malik Monk, then you better have a contingency plan.
And that's kind of what I'm saying right there. I feel like it's got to just kind of not happen, like, boom, boom, or whatever. But if you lose Monk, like, Monty McNair doesn't have to say it to us or whatever, but the moment, if he does, because, like, Malik Monk could be back in Sacramento. We're just talking hypotheticals this offseason, blah, blah, blah. But if Monk signs or whatever on free agency day one, like, Monk's got to be like, or Monty's got to be like, okay, we prepared for this. Now, like, this is what we do, I feel like. It can't just be like, oh, we lost Malik. What do we do now? Like, yeah. He's got to be ready to go. As soon as that tweet comes out.
And that's what I think good front offices are around the NBA doing that. Going, okay, we're planning out a year in advance, 2 years in advance, 3 years in advance. Okay, Monk is up this year. What do we do if we keep him? What do we do if we lose him?
You think they have any idea of what's going to happen this offseason? You think they have like a general idea of where he's leaning? Just asking.
No.
No?
I think the Kings probably have an idea.
That's what I mean, too, like the front office.
Yeah, I think the Kings do because they've been in some kind of communication. But I think they only know from a standpoint of Monk is either saying, like, I don't think I'm going to get what I want. You know, if I'm not leaving for anything less than X amount, whether it's 18 or 19 or 20 or 21, I don't know. I think they have that, but I don't know if they have any idea about whether he's going to get it or not.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because I feel like the last time we did this with a player was not the same caliber player, but Rashawn Holmes. It was always like, oh, he's going to get $20 million or whatever. He's going to get this. Mm-hmm. He's going to go to the Hornets and get this deal. Like, we're going to lose Rashawn because he was playing well for the Kings at the time and all that, which is, no, he did not get that deal. It just didn't work out that way. So maybe kind of.
When they paid Rashawn Holmes, I was doing radio in this market and was like, this is a terrible idea. What are they doing? Why are they doing this?
Yeah. Well, hindsight, Kyle, okay?
I guess you were right.
But yeah,
you were right. I'm not often correct, so I just wanted to make sure to give myself the
yeah, you get a dingy right there.
Thanks, man. All right. Pause?
Be cool, bro. No. What? That's not pause. A ding. I said a ding.
Oh, I thought you said something else. All right. We got to take a break.
I'll take a lap.
There was an anonymous NBA player survey from The Athletic that we're going to talk about. And then we had different thoughts on what De'Aaron Fox said about Malik Monk.
Yes, we
and
did.
We will have that audio for you, and we will discuss whether it sounds like Monk is staying or if it sounds like Monk is leaving.
We have thoughts.
We'll do that next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to the Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm Kyle Madsen. He's Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. James out of Kings Media Day. He will be back in tomorrow to break down the, not Media Day, media availability, postseason media availability. We'll break all that down, and we will continue diving into this Sacramento Kings offseason. If you missed our Nothing But Net $500 giveaway keyword, it was playoffs. Again, we didn't make it up. It was given to us by promotions.
It's facts.
You say, or you type in playoffs at ESPN1320.com at the Nothing But Net giveaway, and you will be entered to win $500. Malik Monk at his availability today, according to Brendan Nunez of the Kings beat. Malik Monk said he doesn't know what to expect this offseason because he, quote, hasn't had two good seasons in a row like this.
Malik's expecting to get paid, bro.
He's
that's what
a
that
bag.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play. Hang on. Now here's via James Hamm. Malik Monk says, quote, I can go somewhere else for a lot more money and be in a worse situation.
Maybe Malik Monk has been listening to ESPN 1320 lately.
He's dialed in. Okay, you have the De'Aaron Fox sound from the weekend. This is not via Media Day today. This is after the Kings' loss to the Pelicans.
We got sound?
Should. I don't know why there's no sound. Cool.
Well?
Yeah, well, nevertheless.
All right, well, I'm sure Kings fans have, like, seen that clip, like, De'Aaron Fox talking about Malik Monk this offseason, like, what could happen and stuff like that. I feel like coming out of it, like, De'Aaron was basically talking about, like go get your bag and stuff like that, go get paid, and he's not necessarily going to try and keep him here if, like, that opportunity is out there.
Mm.
And I thought that clip was a whole lot of... Oh, they did have sound.
The stream had sound.
Oh, okay.
Did the radio have sound? I don't know if the radio had sound.
Okay.
Okay, let's try it again. Let's rack it back and hope that this is going out over the radio. Go ahead.
So the radio
nope, not working. Great. Cool. Tight. All right, awesome. I don't know why that is the case, so we will work on that. The stream was able to hear it. Sorry if you're listening on the radio and could not hear it.
Shout out to the radio. We love you.
We appreciate you guys. Whoops.
No, but coming out of that clip or whatever, like I don't think Fox really said anything. It was like, oh yeah, Malik is gone. For me, it was a whole lot of nothing.
It sounded like they have had discussions where Malik has been like, because De'Aaron basically says it's a business, and I understand it's a business, and I'd be happy for him whether he's with us or whether he's somewhere else. Da 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 da. It sounds like the conversation with him and Malik privately has been like, I'm getting paid. I'm going to get paid. And maybe he wouldn't go back to Charlotte. But Orlando's not a bad situation, bro.
No, it's not. It's a playoff team right now. It's a 4 seed in the East.
And I know that's the big team that everybody kind of points to. The Spurs, probably not a bad situation. If the Spurs call and say, hey, we want to make you our starting point guard with Victor Wembanyama, not a bad situation. So I think it's encouraging that he wouldn't, that it sounds like based on the quote that James Hamm tweeted where Malik said, I can go somewhere else for a lot more money and be in a worse situation. It sounds like that's his goal isn't just money, money, money.
Yeah.
But I believe there would be a, again, pointing to Orlando, a situation out there where it's A, more money, and B, a good situation.
Well, yeah, and they can use a guy like Malik Monk, where Malik Monk can be himself, too.
Yes.
Like, play Malik Monk's game.
Yes.
Rather than, I don't know if that'd be the same case with the Spurs. Or
better anything. Than Cole Anthony.
Yeah.
I like Cole Anthony a lot, but Malik Monk is a better player than Cole Anthony. So, I don't know. I have no lean one way or the other. I can't imagine that if he's getting 20 from the Magic or 17.5 from the Kings.
You just don't do that. I feel like you don't pass that up.
Unless he hates Orlando or something.
My thing too is like Malik Monk, at one point in his career, he was getting like DMPs from Charlotte where he was just kind of not in their plans at all. He took a minimum deal with the Lakers where it's kind of, if you're in that kind of zone, you're almost out the league in a sense where it's like, if you don't get this next situation right, you're kind of cooked.
Yeah.
Coming out of a situation like that, now you have this opportunity where it's like, oh no, it worked out. It's like, I can make money now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just coming from that situation, like, I've never been there, obviously. I'm only 5'6". Never be an NBA player, I guess. But I feel like coming out of a situation.
Yeah.
I feel like coming out of a situation like that, you're just kind of like, no, I got to get mine while I can. Just knowing where you were at a few seasons ago.
Yeah,
Steven Castaneda brings up a decent point, too. That money in Florida is greater than that money in California.
That's true. In some case, for sure. But the one hang up I have is Malik Monk is that dude in Sacramento.
Mm.
And yeah, Orlando is a great situation. Orlando in the playoffs right now. You may or may not know that. I know you're out on that series.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it in a minute. But that he may get 20 in Orlando or whatever. I'm just going to say 20. Just pick that number. He might get 20 in Orlando, but he's going to be behind Paolo Banchero. He's going to be behind Franz Wagner. Like, they have established their guys. Jalen Suggs is their dude. Like, they have established their guys in Orlando, and he's always going to be that kind of, like, outsider. They may love him. Like, Kevin Durant with the Warriors. Yeah, people loved Kevin Durant, but he wasn't Steph. He wasn't Clay. He wasn't Draymond. Like, because those were the Warriors' dudes. And then there was this outside guy who helped them immensely. Da, 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 da. But it was just never the same. The love wasn't the same. Malik Monk is Sacramento's dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to continue to be that as long as he's here.
Okay, so yeah, he'll have the love, but as far as, like you mentioned, like maybe he goes to the Magic or whatever, and like say his role is a little bit changed. Like say he signs in Sacramento for less than what the Magic can give him. Like, doesn't Sacramento still need that seismic move?
Yeah.
And if you bring in that seismic move, like, that guy's going to get more shots.
Well, that's so yeah, I still think I'm still there. Because even if,
like, Malik Monk's role could change, given what moves Monty makes.
But even if he comes back to Sacramento as a sixth man and is just that guy. Because I think, I'm of the mind, I don't know where you land on this, I think they make the playoffs if Malik Monk was healthy.
I think they'd have a better chance. It's just, even with Malik, they just didn't look great this season. I feel like they're kind of in the same position, but like probably stronger in the game against the Pelicans.
Yeah,
maybe.
But they tricked a couple of games down the stretch that I think they win.
Malik probably helps you in that Thunder game, late in the season too.
Yeah, the Thunder game, like the Suns game, game he got hurt in against Dallas. Mm-hmm. Like that's just three by themselves. That's 49 wins. So maybe that gets them there. Maybe they win a couple of play-in games. If he's there, maybe they beat New Orleans this time, or maybe they get to play the Lakers and they beat the Lakers. Whatever it is. So
That said, even if he's back this year and having the same impact, and okay, they're back in the playoffs, to me, there's still a pretty significant move that needs to happen.
Yeah.
Unless Keegan Murray takes this leap that we've been waiting for him to take. That's the one that, again, it hinged on this season, felt like it kind of hinged on that. And now this offseason, because I don't think the move I'm talking about, that big move, I don't think it's there. I don't think they want to make it, frankly.
What do you mean by that?
Because to me, that seismic move, that big move, is moving off of one of your three core guys.
I got you.
Which is, to me, not on the table this offseason. Unless there's some incredible deal out there. And
this is that one you can't pass up.
Yeah, which is, and the name I always go back to is not because you're sitting here, it's just a name. I would just always said Jason Tatum. Uh-huh. Because Jason Tatum is like the standard at wing player right now. Both ways, can score with the best, can, you know, perennial MVP candidate. If Jason Tatum is available, then yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I think realistically, I don't know if that move is there. So now you're going to go into next season and it's like, okay, even if Malik is back, and that's what this comes back to, even if Malik is back, you're still banking on like, all right, I need a leap from Keegan Murray. I need Keegan Murray to be the number two scorer. I need him taking 18 shots a night. 17 shots a night. Whatever number you want to land
on. Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
That's tough.
What?
I have a question, but I don't want to throw it out there because I don't want to start nothing.
Just do it. We're about to have the...
Do the Kings...
Jason's about to come in.
Do the Kings picks being tied up make Keegan more available?
No.
Like, as far as assets? No. I'm not saying trade Keegan Murray. That's not what I'm saying. That's why I was kind of like...
I get what you're saying. But if the Kings want to make a move this year, a significant move, they don't have picks necessarily... Assuming their future picks are going to be tied up and the Hawks choose not to work out a deal where their pick conveys this year. Assuming their picks are tied up, to me it doesn't make Keegan more available because it's not just about going and making a move.
Yeah.
To me, their picks being available would mean like, yeah, hey, you can get additional things to put around the Keegan, Domas, Fox core.
Mm.
Trading Keegan now to again, unless there is a all NBA player available doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I got you.
So no, it doesn't. That doesn't make it more.
Scooter 916. Okay. So Jesse hates Keegan. Got it. I'm not trying to trade Keegan.
No, you do. You
let me get out in front of it. I'm not trying to trade Keegan. I was just asking a question.
Hey, you're trying to trade Keegan. That's okay.
I was just playing radio show, man.
That's what I always think about. That is like, man, what would my take be if I was just going to be hot take guy?
Yeah. It's a tough life to live. I could never do that.
Oh, it would be brutal. Can you imagine getting in this chair today and being like, the Kings got to blow it up?
See, like, yeah, that's like,
oh, that would have been awful. That would have been terrible.
Right, we just come here and just give you our thoughts.
Because then you have to lie.
Yes.
And you got to, like, defend a position you don't really believe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can imagine.
There is nothing worse than that.
No.
I hosted a weekend show with a guy one time who did that. He's like, what do you think? Because I'm just going to take the other side. It's literally what he said to me.
I would have said, buddy, our show's going to fail.
Dude, I was like, no, tell me what you think and we'll discuss. Yeah. Like, don't.
Let's converse. Let's talk sports, yeah, let's maybe.
Bro, this. You tell. What do you think about. This is about Jimmy Garoppolo. He's like, what do you think about Jimmy Garoppolo? Because I'm just going to take the other side. Ew. No.
I think he's the best quarterback of all time.
Yes.
I think he's the worst.
He's the GOAT. All right. Let's have some fun before we go to the handoff. I don't know if D'Lo or Casey is coming today. Casey will be coming in for the handoff. The anonymous NBA player poll in The Athletic. Did you see this?
Oh, I did see it.
All right, so players voted. How many players was it? 141? 127. Nope, that was 2019. 142 players. There we go. Voted in this anonymous player poll put out by The Athletic. The players have Nikola Jokic winning MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander second, Luka Doncic third. I think that's how it's going to go in the actual voting.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Those are the top three candidates. The best defender in the league, 132 votes cast. Victor Wembanyama voted number one.
This one kind of ties in with a poll later on, I feel, because there's a guy pretty down far the list where I feel like he's getting a little bit disrespected.
I think Victor Wembanyama very much is the best defender in the league.
I think that's fair, too.
Whether like on ball, maybe not, maybe he's not like point of attack, like going to lock somebody down. But the way teams alter what they're doing offensively to avoid Victor Wembanyama is wild.
He kind of was just everything they said he would be, huh?
He was like better.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so crazy how good he was. Building a roster from scratch, who are you going to sign first? 136 voters said Victor Wembanyama first, then Nikola Jokic, then Anthony Edwards third over Luka Doncic.
I'm kind of surprises me, not because I disagree, but I think they're starting to catch on to Ant-Man a little bit.
I'm still in on Ant. I can't wait.
I can be heard, but I can't be seen, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because this thing wants to... This might take several minutes.
Oh, it's restarting. Okay. Well, this is the handoff on the radio. Sorry for everybody who can't
here.
See Kenny.
But I had to hop in on that because...
Yeah, please.
Was it an epiphany? I don't know. But I don't know if I'm ready to give an epiphany status just yet, but I will say...
You're workshopping a take.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where are you at now?
I think Ant-Man could be the best player in the league. Better than
Nicky. I don't know.
Better
that.
Than anybody.
That's it.
I think he can do it all. He can do it all. He can score. He can pass. He can rebound. He can defend.
There are little things that players do in games that are intangible, or they may or may not be meaningful, but to me, they make me more confident in that player. Mm. And Anthony Edwards, in a playoff game, talking trash to Kevin Durant, who he is calls his favorite player ever,
yeah.
And he's still in his ear, still in his face, guarding him. I, dude.
Stuff like that matters.
There is a mindset that just Absolutely. He's a little bit different.
Absolutely.
And he's good.
He's the truth. And like I said, I don't say that as shade to Luka or anything like that, because
no, Luka's great.
Luka's amazing.
Yeah.
He's absolutely amazing. But I think potentially Anthony Edwards could do more on the floor than anybody outside of Wemby. I mean, Wemby's he literally is an alien.
It's ridiculous.
Totally tagline ridiculous. For the Nike stuff. So he is that. But Ant is.
Well, Ant kind of just took that team over, too, from Cat. Not in a way where it's like, oh, Cat, like, it was his team or whatever, but just Anthony Edwards just became so good where it's like, no, he's, like, the guy.
Yeah.
I got to turn up Kenny. I think, so I don't know if the stream, oh, there we go. You're in here now. Thank you. So now on the stream, it's a handoff with Kenny Caraway. I want to put
up
a pin in the Athletic article. I'm sure you guys will talk about it on D'Lo and Casey. Maybe you won't, but I don't know. How are you feeling about this Kings season?
It's a disappointment. You know, you missed the goal. There's no other way to put it. It's just a disappointment. You know, I don't think that they're doomed moving forward or anything like that. But you just look at this year and it's a disappointment. You were expecting a little bit more, and you got a little bit less. Like, they weren't awful. The West got a little better. They didn't capitalize on a couple of opportunities they had, and it cost them.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You got to get better this offseason. But that's such a loaded situation as well.
I was going to say, what is getting better this offseason look like?
I mean, it just depends on what you're asking for. For me.
Resigning Malik is priority one, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And then what?
I don't know. I'm not in favor of like running it back or anything else like that. I don't think that's what they're gonna do. But you may have to get creative, with how you get better.
Yep.
You may have to do some things that some people don't like. You know what I mean?
Such as
number one. There's a couple of different things there, and we'll talk about on the show. But number one, you may have to take on a contract or a player that I've been saying for a minute that a lot of people aren't sold on. A lot of people aren't happy about.
Don't
a lot
do
of people
it.
Aren't.
Don't.
I mean, Zach LaVine is that type of player, but he's not
there's
the only
There's two of them
one.
Today.
Oh, there's he, two
he's
today?
Not, he's not the – well, I'm
No,
just,
I'm just saying. I said Zach LaVine that, earlier, and then KC's on
I'm
there.
I'm giving you that type of player. That's what you got to do. Like, you're going to have to do that. Somebody that either has a bad contract or has some warts. Like, that's the path to getting better. Or if you don't necessarily want to do that, then like if you don't want to do a Zach LaVine-like player, then you have to be open to moving Keegan Murray. That's the only way you could possibly get somebody that doesn't have any type of warts.
That's it. And that's kind of what we've been talking about today. Is like, hey, if they wanted this offseason to go, hey, we're keeping the Sabonis, Fox, Murray core together because we think there's another leap for Keegan where he can be that 6'8 wing scorer that because frankly, I think that's what they need against Pelicans is somebody bigger than 6'3 who can go get a bucket. So if that's the player that if they think he can be that player, then yeah, it changes the calculus of what you need to add around him. Mm-hmm. But if you aren't sold that Keegan is going to be that guy yet, then that's tough. But
see, I'm not willing to get rid of Keegan. And also, the dirty little secret is I'm gonna say it, Jesse. And I like the dude. I like the dude. I don't want to get rid of him. I want him to stay here. How much is he getting you? Like, is Keegan getting you Mikal Bridges?
That's the type of player he would need to get you.
I think so.
You think so?
I think he can.
I don't know.
I think he can because, well, specifically speaking about the Nets, like their little situation, that's cooked. They're done. Like, it really is, like, for them, if they're being real with themselves, shout out TC, mm-hmm. like, you got to blow that up. And if you can get a Keegan Murray out of that, like, as far as a young player who can develop into maybe a Chris Middleton type or something, I think maybe you can get Bridges.
If he was on the block, you think they could get more than Keegan Murray?
Well, I think that maybe. I feel like they want more than Keegan. They would want more.
That's the problem is if Mikal Bridges is on the trading block and available, you're going to have a lot of teams with picks and other players.
That's the thing.
Who are more than Keegan and Harrison Barnes and whatever. I don't even know if they can finagle a way to have a pick in there.
And that's why I go back to, and like a lot of people don't like it, I'd rather keep Keegan and go get the player with the warts as opposed to trading Keegan and getting somebody like Mikal.
Man.
That would be my move. That would be my
move.
Yeah,
you know what?
Keep Keegan Murray and get the player with the warts.
I'm doing none of those things. Except for I'm keeping Keegan. And then I'm throwing whatever I can. If there's a free agent or a draft pick at, what do they pick, 13? 14?
13, 14.
At the end of the lottery, if there's a draft pick they like, if they are 6'8 and can play some defense, I'm going to get them in the building and see if I can make them a shooter.
So you're running it back?
Kind of.
I'm not against that either. People aren't going to hear that.
No, it's not running it back. It's not running it back.
They just added a rookie.
I'm trying to squeeze the thought into 30 seconds here.
I'm kind of against the idea of like making some minor moves and like just seeing where you are at the trade.
Harrison Barnes can't start next year.
Yeah.
Kevin Huerter, if he has a role, has to have a different role next year. But again, if you're making a move, it probably involves trading him. Mm. And from there, yeah, I think it's just get guys who are 6'8 and taller and see if any of them are good.
Mm. Real quick, we got a name in the chat. Roy throws in Julius Randle. Do we like that name?
I'm out.
No, I wouldn't say I'm out. I want to think about that a little bit more.
Yeah, no, knee-jerk reaction, I'm out.
Okay.
I could be talked into it, but right now I'm out. All right. Jesse, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Filling in for James Hand today. Did a great job. D'Lo and KC are coming up next. Plenty to talk about, as you just heard. Can't wait for that one. And they're giving away $500. Yeah. Stick around for that, too. D'Lo and KC next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento's Sports. Later. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.